I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Healthy Mind Matters, where we discuss the important community issues of stronger mental health, emotional wellness, and the growing problem of addiction. Healthy Mind Matters is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health. Here's our host, Maria Chaleos, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we are talking about living well with chronic pain. With me, Rebbie Burdett. She's the Pain Education Coordinator at Intermountain Healthcare. And Josh Smith, who is a recent participant in the workshops that they've been holding. Let's talk about first, Rebbie, what is pain and why is it important for us to understand what it is and how it works?
So pain is one of those very complex things that we experience. The way that pain is processed in the brain is sometimes it's a little bit different than what people are thinking. When they cut their arm, they think it's my arm that is telling my brain what I'm experiencing, where really it's kind of the reverse of that. You know, there are signals that are then sent to the brain, and then it's the brain's job to interpret what those signals or sensations actually mean. But what a lot of people don't seem to realize is that same location in the brain that that deciphers what that sensation is. It's the same location that emotions and stress and things like that are also processed. And so our emotions and our stress and our depression, things like that, actually weigh in on the brain's interpretation of those sensations. And so the symptom cycle that we spoke of earlier, those are things that also play in, again, to the brain's interpretation of pain. And having that understanding is vital to to accepting the way if positive thoughts can actually affect how I'm feeling pain wise.
Right. So Josh, how did having this information help you deal with, say, depression or things like that, other emotions?
Well, it kind of changed my perspective because I was thinking about it's mostly physical, and I didn't really take care of the mental aspect. So I just changed how it's like, yeah, I need to change how I thought about pain, because neglecting the mental side was a huge mistake I didn't know I was making. And with that, I like managing depression better, and because with worse depression, you're going to feel pain worse. You're more sensitive to it. And same thing with anxiety. And so going through these things and managing it made it like a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how you did that. Give us your thought process.
So first off, I went, early on, before I even went to the workshop, I was going through therapy because depression was a huge part of my life, and it played a lot into the pain too. They feed off each other, especially while on pain medication, strong pain medication that is a depressant. It can make your depression a lot worse. And I did, and it was very difficult. That was probably why I got into the workshop in the first place, is because I was struggling very, very hard with depression and other mental health issues. And so going in week one, they explain what is pain and the mental aspect. Like, oh, I'm doing things wrong. Or I could be treating this better. And so that kind of started a transformation in how I treated my own pain. Taking care of your mental health is a huge aspect, and the mental side of pain.
Right. Rebbe, talk about some of the activities that you focus on in the workshop.
Absolutely. One of the things that we do 3 out of the 6 weeks is something called the Moving Easy Program. And this is a physical activity that is both, you know, Tai Chi-ish in nature, but also very relaxing. It's a great, you know, either warm up or segue into becoming a little bit more physically active if you hadn't been doing that. It kind of gets your joints moving with some light stretches, but also incorporates, you know, focusing your mind on, you know, the present moment on what you're doing, and also focusing your mind on those, on the breathing techniques that we had, you know, gone over in the week before. And I know whenever I lead the class, doing the Moving Easy program is so relaxing for me, and it sets the stage kind of for the rest of the day. It has that trickle down effect. It really is a really wonderful way to spend the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Josh, describe that for us. You're shaking your head.
Oh, it's very gentle and relaxing. It's very slow, so it's very low impact, and you do some stretches, and it feels pretty good, honestly. And so, yeah, it can set the day. Starting off with it, on some days I just felt a lot better. And when I'm feeling well enough, I can go on a walk after. I just feel more limber. And it's kind of like, it feels like guided meditation almost, because, yeah, very soft music. And you do some stretches. And it's about 15 minutes. And by the end, you just feel relaxed. And it can improve symptoms, too. And I some days feel sluggish or tired, and afterwards I feel a bit better.
So you are incorporating this. Are you incorporating something like this daily, some of these techniques, or what?
Almost daily. I used to do it a lot more. but, yeah, I do that, then do some stretches. And I when I go to physical therapy, I do that. I incorporate that, too, before. Mm-hmm. It helps me before I go to physical therapy. So, it's a great program to start out, and improves your range of motion, and it can help a lot of things.
Right. Rebbe, anything you wanted to add about that?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, Josh was right when he said, you know, it does help a lot of the, you know, the different symptoms. Not only does it kind of help reduce your stress and muscle tension, but it was one of the activities that I saw people using as their action plans. So at the end of each class, we set a goal. It's called an action plan, and it's a very specific goal that is action specific. So it wouldn't be something like losing weight or getting more sleep. Those aren't really actions. But doing the Moving Easy program, you know, twice during the week is an action specific goal. Mm-hmm. And so people will set, you know, different goals. And this was one of the ones I saw people, you know, choosing to do. And, you know, when we come back, we talk about those, but just the feedback that people got, I actually slept better when I did this right before bed, or I was able to, you know, feel it better than normal, and so I was able to go on a walk where normally I might not have been able to do that. So just getting that feedback from people after they've incorporated this into their, you know, daily lives has been really fulfilling.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like it would be really fulfilling. Are there some other activities that you focus on in the workshop that you wanted to tell people about?
So one of the other things that we talk about, and Josh alluded to it earlier, was changing your perspective of pain, and also just changing your mindset. We talk about, sometimes we talk to ourselves, right? We tell, you know, ourselves, oh, I can't do that, or I'm not good enough, or I have, you know, no business doing X, Y, or Z. And so we take those thoughts during the class and we kind of break them down a little bit and change them into more of a positive note. And we talk about how positive thinking actually truly helps with our perception of pain, the way that we think about things, and ultimately changes the outcome. And so we talk about how to go about changing those thoughts and different ways to speak to ourselves to change that behavior.
Josh, you're shaking your head. Mm-hmm. What would you like to add there? Talk about positive thinking
positive
and its
thinking.
Impact on you.
Well, the negativity does, I mean, it affects your mood a lot. And when you're in a bad mood, things just feel worse. And with positive thinking, you could change. And
I'm just wondering how easy it is to kind of change your mindset. I mean, it's something you have to practice, right?
Yeah, it's not easy at all.
Because we get stuck in kind of a negative cycle, and so you kind of have to practice thinking positive. And, you know, practice makes us better, right?
Yeah, it's practicing, like, every night. It could be like a gratitude journal, like, I'm thankful I was able to do this today, and I have this in my life, and I'm thankful for my family and all the support I'm getting. Or I'm thankful I have a great doctor. Like taking just stock of what you have can help a lot. It's a lot more helpful than negative thinking, because negative thinking feeds into itself. It can affect your depression, and you won't have as positive a outlook on life. It makes it a lot harder to deal with it when just constant negative attitude.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about the journaling, sometimes actually writing out and seeing the good things. Changing your attitude, it's not going to necessarily take the affliction away, but you can focus on the things that you have, the things that you are able to do, instead of only focusing on the things that you can't do. And accepting, hey, this is where I am, but look at all these things that I still have, and look at all these things that I may be able to work towards. And that is a deal changer a lot of times for people.
All right, let's take a break. And you're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.